had his son-in-law in there with him. And they had two more doctors. Now, one of them died. Now, his son's a doctor, but I think he married a doctor's daughter, and he's staying with him, and his son-in-law stayed with him.
Now, what about a child, let's see, a child that had lost both its parents?
Well, you'd call them motherless and fatherless, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
We have...
An orphan? Orphan child?
We have two here. Now, and they started living with the uncle and aunt, and left them just from place to place now.
Let's see.
While you're thinking, I'm going to ask you this. Like a girl, get out there and get a baby. What would you call that child?
Well, he's illegitimate, wasn't he?
Some of them called him that, and some of them called him a bastard.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I meant to ask you. What would it be? Would it be a bastard, or would it be a
Well, that'd be a name for it, yeah, bastard. Did they ever have other names for it here?
No, all I think is I know you give it like you say him a bastard. And that's when I asked you, what would you call him? What would he be, a bastard?
Well, they say illegitimate, you know, he's a bastard, yeah. Woods Colt, sometimes people say that.
And the Briar Patch, some of them call him Briar Patch.
Briar Patch boy?
Briar Patch girl, Briar Patch boy.
Yeah.
And that means the girl get the child, she ain't got a husband, and she got to go somewhere and get him instead of being a Briar Patch or pick it up somewhere, you know.
Who would look after an orphan? He'd have a legal guardian?
Now they do, but I don't know, well, back then if they didn't, just whosoever would take them would be the guardian over them, and, some of the people. But today, here now, I say the welfare, that's government too, here will put those children to somebody, give them somebody, the guardian over them, and eat them, take care of them.
Somebody might have the same name as you, but it might look a little like you, but they were actually no... Would you know people like that? They got the name George, but they're no...
But there ain't no George.
But to you, they're no... They're not... Well, somebody might have the name, the same name you have.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're no what to you? No...
Nothing to me.
No relation?
No relation. We have a whole lot of here now. Well, in a way, it is a little far, Ken, because my mama is kin to... a different set of than my dad is. And, but we're really all kin folks, you know, like that. And there's just different.
Yeah. Somebody who had come into town and you had never seen him before, he's a what?
No, I wouldn't know. It's like, say, you come to Clinton, I had never seen you before. A stranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it matter how far, what if he came from another country, like that German? They'd call him what?
I don't know. I don't know what you'd call him.
Well, a common name for a girl beginning with M would be what?
I wouldn't know that.
We had Mary or Martha.
Well, she had married you?
Well, just a name for them, like your name is Grover.
Mm-hmm.
Their name would be, with M, would be Martha? Mary? Okay. What about a girl's name beginning with S?